PFT Media.
You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Previously on Scotch and Good Conversation.
So clairvoyance, maybe not real. Professional wrestling, yes, real.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sucks. People that think that, oh, the guys are bumping on pillows or a trampoline. No, I've been wrestling for 12 years now.
You still wrestle?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. And your wrestling name is?
Simon Says.
Simon Says. That's where the Simon Says came up.
Yeah.
You're Simon Time, the trivia guy. You're Simon Says, the wrestler.
Yeah, Says is the evil counterpart, and Time is the nice trivia host man.
There's a good picture of you looking like you just wrestled and you're bleeding, and you look angry at the world. Did you win or lose in that photo?
I won, actually. I remember the one you're talking about.
Yeah. It's I've never looked that tough in my life. And the third thing I know about you is you collect toys.
You did your homework.
Are you a baby? what toys do you collect?
I collect everything, man. But see, I just want to let the Scotch and Good Conversation listeners know that Pete just finished talking about the fact that I crushed people's skulls on the weekend. And now he's making fun of the
It's cool. I wish I had something I cared about other than my wife, my dog, and my podcast. I don't have any hobbies. I'm a hobbyless, soulless,
people watching
shell of a
hobby.
Man.
Listen to this show on pftmedia.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to the Crespo Show.
Hey guys, how you doing? It's Chris Crespo. We're doing a bonus episode of Cinema Crespediso. It's just me in the studio. It's been a crazy week. I haven't been able to really get together the time I needed to do a bonus ep. And then I think I found myself with a very small amount of time. And I decided, you know what? Maybe I can jump into the studio, turn on the equipment, pull up my movie news, and then we can do a quick bonus episode. That's the whole point of the bonus episode. So you guys don't expect one every week on Wednesday. Because, hey, maybe I can't do it. Especially now on Wednesdays that I'm hosting trivia at the Oblivion Tap Room over on East Colonial Drive. Show starts at 7:30 p.m. You should come out and play some Curtis Earth trivia that I'm hosting. It's a lot of fun. Also, can't record on Tuesdays because Tuesday I am hosting trivia at the Cork and Fork restaurant in Belle Isle on the east side of Orlando. That show starts at 7. So if you're a local yokel, you can come and play some super fun trivia with us. But that has made it difficult to record bonus episodes. Last night, I produced a couple of episodes of The Devils in the Details, another PFT media show. And as such, I was unable to then do a Cinema Crespediso. So here we go with a quick bonus episode. It's just me, Drew Sacagra, not available at the moment. Like I said, this was a last minute thing that I just decided to do to see if I can make it work for you guys, to give you just a little bit of extra entertainment for your Friday commutes home from work, or for your Saturday morning chores, you know, just give you a little extra something there. So starting with the failure of Alien Covenant, the overall failure to set the world on fire, make a lot of money, get a lot of people excited about the Alien movies again, it just didn't happen, unfortunately, which is a bummer, because Alien Covenant ends on a big cliffhanger that would have made for it. It's a very interesting setup for a third Alien movie in this new trilogy that started with Prometheus. But it seems like Fox is canceling the Alien sequel. Rumor is going around that the production was actually set to begin in Sydney, Australia this month, but it got canceled. There was a whole warehouse full of Alien franchise supplies, and they were auctioned off. So it's looking like that folks over at Fox took all their Alien stuff and got rid of it. And then since then, Fox got bought by Disney. So what is Disney's interest in making Alien movies? We'll see about that. Can we see a return to form of AVP, Alien vs. Predator? Do you guys remember that was PG-13? Terrible. Okay. So, looks like we may not be getting any more Alien movies, at least Ridley Scott Alien movies, anytime soon. maybe some sort of franchise relaunch or reboot down the road, which is just, that's just the way it is. Paul Thomas Anderson, champion of film over digital, champion of movies and cinema in general, grew up in LA to folks who are in the industry, loves movies, does not pay for Netflix. Did you know that? And it's not like Netflix is giving him an account and let him use it. No, he's doing the old, I'm taking a friend's password and I'm just going to use their account and I'm not going to pay for Netflix. Here's a Paul Thomas Anderson quote. The thing I like about Netflix is I've never paid for a day of it in my life. I just have someone else's account and their password. It's free, which is great, which makes me wonder how the hell are they paying for all these expensive movies? I've never paid them once. So, pretty funny. The Paul Thomas Anderson, director of Boogie Nights and There Will Be Blood and Phantom Thread and Select Cities now openly admitting to stealing Netflix. Good times. When The Dark Tower came out earlier in the summer, Stephen King was hyping up online a lot, and he said it was a great movie and people are gonna be very excited about it, and that he was really, really pushing it hard. And then the movie came out and it was a big old turd. It stunk. Yeah, oof. Woof. Stephen King now, months later, has a theory as to why the movie didn't do so well. According to Stephen King, the real problem, as far as I'm concerned, they went into this movie, and I think this was a studio edict, pretty much. This is going to be a PG-13 movie. It's going to be a tentpole movie. We want to make sure that we get people in there from the ages of, let's say, 12, right on up to whatever the target age is. Let's say 12 to 35. That's what we want. So it has to be PG-13. And when they did that, I think they lost a lot of the toughness of it, and it became something where people went to it and said, yeah, well, but it's really not anything that we haven't seen before, end quote. Now, that's all fair enough. Having read the Dark Tower series, they would have benefited from an R rating. They're very much adult books, very violent. And the PG-13 movie did not reflect that hard edge of the Dark Tower series. But the problems go beyond the rating, and it boils down to simple storytelling. Stephen King wrote 7 books, and over the course of those 7 books told a very interesting story. A lot of flaws, bumps in the road. It's not perfect, but it's a great read, very entertaining. And then they took that, and they decided to do something else with the Dark Tower movie, instead of just adapting what Stephen King already wrote and what people like. And that turned out to be disastrous. Disastrous! So, also, I hate it when people do crap like that. It's so transparent. Stephen King, before the movie comes out, go see it, go see it, it's great, it's great, it's great. After the movie comes out, oh, well, when they decided to make it PG-13, I knew that was going to be a problem. Yet you saw the PG-13 version, and you're telling everyone online how great it was to get people to go spend their money and spend their time and going to see it. Man, Stephen King, that's not cool, bro. Not cool, bro. Guillermo del Toro, his work on Pacific Rim : Uprising has been clarified. How involved has he been in the Pacific Rim sequel? The answer is, not too much, actually. According to this article, I'm getting all these articles today from Cinema Blend, and they just pull sources from other places anyway, like Variety and Hollywood Reporter. But apparently, Guillermo del Toro, according to him, quote, I prepped my version of Pacific Rim 2. I developed a screenplay. I storyboarded the creatures and the robots. And then that suspension of 6 months, I left and helped select a new director. And that's about it. So, Stephen DeKnight, known for being the creator and showrunner of the Daredevil Netflix series, is the director of Pacific Rim Uprising. And the lack of Del Toro involvement probably explains why the movie looks so different in terms of style and even like things like lighting and the type of action that's happening. So, we'll see how someone else does playing in Guillermo del Toro's sandbox. But we'll see. I'm cautiously optimistic for the Pacific Rim sequel. Cautiously optimistic. Did you know Steven Spielberg is a filmmaking master, and yet he still gets nervous when he makes new movies? I believe it was, I'll go ahead and click on this, Carey Coons, who was in the second season of Fargo, probably one of the better parts of that second season. She is in the movie The Post. Steven Spielberg's journalism movie about the Pentagon Papers coming out here very, very, very soon. Like, I'm talking about in a matter of a week or two nationwide. she noticed that he was kind of nervous. He was acting nervous on set. And he asked her about it. Steven Spielberg says, "You know, that doesn't mean I lack confidence. It just means that simply every day is exciting, and excitement sometimes provokes a nervous energy, and that nervous energy for me is my fuel. That's what makes me run." The post is interesting because Spielberg, for some reason, decided to make this movie like 7 months ago. The average film takes a year and a half to 2 years to make from nuts to bolts. 7 months ago, Steven Spielberg was like, "Oh, I'll make the post," and cranked it out. He was in pre-production and production on the post while he was in post-production, meaning editing, color grading, special effects, while he was doing all that stuff on Ready Player One. So it looks like 2018 is going to be another one of those great double Spielberg years where you get two Spielberg movies within a span of 8 to 12 months. One is usually, quote, important, and one is like popcorn, genre, whatever. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm looking forward to both, the post and Ready Player One. But I'm a Steven Spielberg fan, so that's how that works. I'm also a fan of the what Bad Robot's doing with the Cloverfield movies. These they're finding these weird little sci-fi projects that they know they can rebrand into Cloverfield stuff. That's what they did with 10 Cloverfield Lane. It was something else completely different, and they rebranded it, and they made it fit into that universe. And they did something else with a movie set in outer space called God Particle. That's not going to be the name of it anymore, because now they have to call it like Cloverfield Particle or something like that. It was supposed to come out next month, month of February 2018. It got pushed back to April. They haven't even done any marketing, any trailers or anything, but they did the same thing with 10 Cloverfield Lane. They plopped the first trailer in the middle of January. The movie came out 2 months later in March. So I expect a trailer to pop out of nowhere sometime in February, maybe for like Black Panther or something, and then the movie will pop out 2 months later in April, and hopefully it'll be good. The only thing I remember for sure about it is that David Oyelowo is in it, and I am a big David Oyelowo fan. Last story, Justice League. Unmitigated disaster in terms of finances. People don't like it. The critics don't like it. And it did not make nearly as much money as it should have, considering it's a movie featuring both Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman, which is wild. So there's a big shakeup going on at Warner Brothers, at DC. Jeff Johns, who's been with DC for years and has been running the DC film slate for years, is officially out. O-U-T. He is done. They're bringing in some other guy. His name is Walter Hamada, who's actually the producer of the Conjuring films. And it's suspected that he got the DC gig because it was his idea to take the Conjuring movies and expand it into a, quote, universe, into a franchise by using the Annabelle films as a spinoff. The Annabelle films, there have been two of them, I think, so far. Well-received, have made a lot of money. The Conjuring universe is a thing. Feel however you want about that. So DC, Warner Brothers saw that, are like, "Hey man, come do that with our movies." Even though you have no experience with comic books, you do have experience with movie world universe building. So they brought him in to try to right the ship that Jeff Johns was continuously crashing into the shore. So we'll see how that goes. Also, it probably helps that since he produced the Conjuring movies, along with James Wan, who was working with DC on the Aquaman movie, I'm sure that helped smooth things over a little as well. So there you go. Quick bonus episode, guys. Just about 15 minutes of some movie news and opinions and whatnot. It's just, since it's just me, I guess I can get through this stuff a little bit quicker. Guys, we're continuing the Crespo Hundo, hashtag Crespo Hundo, seeking to watch 100 new movies in the year 2018. If you want to join along, or you have a few people that are playing along with me, it's a lot of fun. Whenever you see a new movie, you can tweet us at Crespo Diso, tag us on Instagram, Cinema Crespo Diso, or post to our Facebook group, Cinema Crespo Diso. Any one of those three is fine. It helps if you tag us, though, and then use the hashtag Crespo Hundo, and then just write down, you put in the movie you saw, quick little review, what you thought about it, and then like whatever number it is out of 100, so you can keep track throughout the year, hashtag Crespo Hundo. My first movie of the year was Downsizing. You can tell in my tweet that I didn't like it, but I'll get more into it this weekend when we do episode 261 with our scheduled guest, Tim Murphy. Hopefully that'll, now that I announced that he's our guest, hopefully that won't fall through. That seems to happen more than not. If I say who the guest is ahead of time, then something happens and they can't make it. So hopefully I didn't just jinx that, knock on wood. Big Tim, this weekend, 261, we'll be talking downsizing. Email us, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com for the Vox Populi. We also have some stickers left. We're almost out of stickers, but email us if you want stickers. And then check out all the shows we got going on at pftmedia.com. Thank you guys so much. Rate us and review us on iTunes, a.k.a. Apple Podcasts. That helps us out a lot. Last I checked, we're at 58 ratings, which is cool. All we need is two more to get the 60, a nice round number. Are you going to be the one to help us out to at least get the 60? That would be very cool of you, dude. Or Dame. Is Dame the opposite of dude? Oh, boy. All right. That's it. Guys, be cool to each other. I love you very much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
A PFT Media production.